Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Come fly with me. Let's
welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm thrilled you're with us. We are traveling in Ireland. And that's always even more special than talking with people on the phone who are in Ireland, having some of the most amazing experiences. And today is, contrary to popular opinion, a very bright, sunny, blue sky, hardly a cloud out there. Of course, the downside of this kind of day is we probably won't see a rainbow. So there's something nice about getting those gray, misty days where the sun starts to break through and the spectrum of color appears on the sky as the sun shines through the drizzle and the humidity in the air. It's marvelous. Land of double rainbows, by the way. And rainbows, you know, it looks like McDonald's arches. Honestly, you see these double rainbows. It's just phenomenal. Not only do you see double rainbows, but there are so many times that we have seen a rainbow, something I've never seen in the U.S. Maybe you can catch it out in the plain states. But in any state I've ever been in where I have seen a rainbow, they start somewhere up in the middle of the sky and they head somewhere toward groundward. In Ireland, it is not unusual to see rainbows that start at the ground, go across the sky, and end on the ground. Just end to end. We don't see that very much. I don't know why. If you've ever seen rainbows in the States that go ground to ground, like a big arch, like the St. Louis Arch, the gateway to the West, that's the kind of rainbow shapes you get over here. But if you've ever seen something like that, go to travelers411.com. And click on forums, and the first thing you'll see is Ask Stephanie. And if you click on register on the navigation bar, you can give yourself a username and password, and that'll give you the ability to write on forums. So do that, and then go back to the forums to ask Stephanie, and it's going to ask you for that information you just created. And then write and tell me, have you seen end-to-end rainbows, start on the ground, end on the ground in the States? And if so, where? Because I'm just wondering, maybe you have to be out in a place where it's flat and lots of flat. I mean, too many places, especially in the East Coast, you've got mountains everywhere you look for the most part, and cities and things that get in the way with you being able to see the ground on one end or the other. So most of the time we see rainbows, they start up in the middle of the sky. So I just find the whole thing quite remarkable. The fact of the matter is, you don't have to really do anything in Ireland. You just have to be there to have an exciting experience. And we're just about to make our way from Foxford in County Mayo, which is on the west side of Ireland, and you can follow that wonderful wild Atlantic way and weave your way through County Mayo. Make sure you stop at Mount Falcon Estate. It's just a remarkable place, and it gets better every time I'm here, because this is one of those places, few in the world, that doesn't rest on its laurels. and doesn't rely on the fact that it is historic, well-maintained, comfortable, and a private oasis in the middle of all this green. It's kind of a different thought, isn't it? Don't you usually think of an oasis as the green in the middle of the desert? Well, this is the oasis in the middle of the green. And it's not just about the fabulously comfortable accommodations and the pampering service and the great food. Because the fact of the matter is, there's some serious competition on that level, not only here in Ireland, but all over the world. There are, you know, pockets of places I count as my favorites for just that. But every place has to distinguish itself as what makes it different and remarkable, and why you should choose it from other options that would compete at a certain level of quality that you'd expect in top-notch places. And this place, Mount Falcon Estate, is one of those places that continues to amaze with what it offers in guest experience. And you can partake in as much or as little as you're interested in. And that's a really wonderful thing. And it's located in a pocket where if you're a golfer, you think you died and went to heaven. So we're going to have a chat before we get on our way to leave this wonderful place that is so difficult to leave. I think the most difficult thing about Mount Falcon is leaving it. And we're going to be heading northward from County Mayo up toward Derry. And we'll catch up with you on the flip side of that little jaunt. But first, we're going to have a chat with Alan Maloney, who is the managing partner of this family-owned and operated estate, Mount Falcon in County Mayo. You can check mountfalcon.com and go to sabrams.com and travelers411.com. You've got links right through in photos. So if you're driving, don't worry. It's all there. And we're going to do that right after this.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
I am with Alan Maloney, and it's going to be tough leaving you, fella. Alan is the managing partner, if you've just joined us, of Mount Falcon Estate in County Mayo. And I'm going to put that question to you to answer, because the list keeps getting longer. Why should people choose to stay at, visit, have a meal at, come for tea time, come for some of the activities, and if you can make it happen in your life, stay over at Mount Falcon Estate in County Mayo? Why choose this place over not only other options in Mayo, other options in Ireland, other options in the world? Why here, Alan?
Well, we think it's because it's home and people feel at home when they come here, Stephanie. And I think that's the key differentiating aspect from Mount Falcon. Of course, what drives that is our staff. It's the soul of the place. I hate calling it a hotel. And so do I.
Right. Well, I think, you know, the word estate kind of projects the parkland setting.
Yeah.
Because you come up a driveway that's 35 miles long. So you meander your way along the drive until the house comes into view. And you're absolutely right, because my own internal emotional mechanism walking through the door felt like we're home again. We've arrived home. But you actually have a sign somewhere to that effect.
I do have a sign to that effect. And that's what we're trying to achieve. But that's what it is. That's what we try to do. And that's the feedback that I get from most people. It is a home. It was designed as a home originally. The original house, obviously.
Those folks knew how to live.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely they did. And we'd like to think that we've just built on that and kept the tradition as it is. But it's a home primarily. And as I said, it is a home particularly because of our staff. That's what it is.
When you took over the property, Alan, and what year was that?
2002 is when I purchased it, Stephanie. Then it took us a number of years to get a planning permit and redevelop it. But we opened it.
Yeah, we know what that's about.
Yeah, you know all about it.
Oh, yeah.
But effectively,
you don't have the market cornered on that Naira with honey.
We opened it up in its current configuration in August of 2006, Stephanie.
We must have met very early on.
And I was trying to think when I first met you, but it would certainly be not long thereafter anyway, Stephanie, that's for sure. But then again, there's not a whole lot that happens on this island that you don't hear about anyway. So,
well, you know, I have my own leprechaun network here
that
keeps me up to date on, you know, what's cooking and where it's happening and what's new and... And not only what's new, but what's old, you know, and sometimes what's old that's been closed and just reopened and, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. But there are, you know, you go into period homes. Now, when was Mount Falcon originally built?
1876 it was completed, Stephanie.
And you find that, you know, the special moldings and the wood and the, you know, the character, the you know, floors and whatnot that you've been able to maintain that are just wonderful. But, you know, the one feature, aside from the gorgeous stone architecture of the outside that is magnificent, the filigree style woodwork molding that is the crown molding that goes around your lounge rooms. Oh, wow.
All of the architraves, all of that, as you know, Stephanie, is all original. That's all pitch pine.
Would have to be. I don't know that there's anybody alive that can do that anymore.
No,
although they probably could do it with lasers. Because that's what it looks like. It looks like, you know, those birthday cards where they use lasers to make lace on paper. You know, well, that's what it looks like. So they would take a laser. I don't know that they're a craftsman with that skill anymore. But we're going to take a quick break and come back because... You've been very modest about what makes this place different, and I want my audience to get the real story, so we're going to do that right after this. Stay with me, Stephanie Abrams, live from Mount Falcon in County Mayo, Ireland.
I'll bet you could use some adventure in your life. It's time to make that bucket list trip a reality. Let me introduce you to Colette, a family-owned guided travel company that has been around since 1918. The entire Colette team shares a passion for travel. Across all seven continents, they'll seamlessly take care of all the details of your journey. Whether you're setting out to experience Yellowstone National Park, the Great Wall of China, or the magic of Rome, the only thing you'll need to do is pack. They'll take care of everything else. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. Now that's pampering. For details on Colette's comprehensive land tours, river cruises, rail journeys, small group trips, and more, check out their website at gocolette.com. That's gocolette.com. Or call 877-760-7616. That's 877-760-7616.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you haven't been to Mount Falcon in County Mayo, Ireland, and you hear Ellen Maloney, the managing partner, say, well, you know, the place was well built and beautifully established, and it's relatively gorgeous, folks. And, you know, we have a wonderful staff, and we make it a home, and it's all comfortable. I don't know what you can get out of that in terms of how does that really differentiate you from other places that have a beautiful setting and comfortable beds and nice people to take care of you. But that's where the problem lies, because you really have to experience it to know how understated that is and what it really means to be at Mount Falcon. If you're looking for a romantic experience, whether it's a kissy face romantic experience or the kind of romantic experience of a misty day where you curl up near the fireplace with a good book romantic experience, this is the place to do it. But for the person who wants to actively do things, you just keep adding experiential programs and services that you know, sometimes you pick up these resort booklets and they give you, you know, they've got everything from a sauna to three outdoor pools, kind of a thing that you'd find in the Caribbean or the Mediterranean or the South Pacific or somewhere. And you see all this stuff and you know, some of it you'd be interested in, most of it you wouldn't. But you have created, without making it look like a three-ring circus, which many resorts wind up looking like because, you know, by the time they're done building all these different things for people to partake in, it's kind of overrun the place in an amusement park, carnival, circus atmosphere. You would never know coming in to Mount Falcon the number of different kinds of activities that are available here, because they grace the natural landscape, given the way you've designed it, in the most remarkable way. So we're going to run down a list, and I only have it in memory because I actually have some notations somewhere, but I've got a pretty good memory of it. But I'm going to let you start, and if you forget anything, then I'll jump in and pick up the pieces. Let's start with golfing, because I have a huge golfing audience. So what have we got here at Mount Falcon and in its surrounding area?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, the region here, as many of your listeners will know, we've been blessed with some of the most extraordinary championship links golf courses all around the coastline of Ireland. And on the west coast are a number of hidden jewels, which perhaps many of your listeners haven't even heard of, notwithstanding how good the courses are.
Like which ones?
Well, we've got three golf courses, all within an hour's drive of here, namely Carn, which is located in Belmullet, which is just less than an hour's drive from here. It's northwest of here. Our nearest golf course is Enniscrone, which again is only 15 minutes from here. And then we have Ross's Point, otherwise known as County Sligo, which again is less than an hour's drive. So any of our visitors, and particularly those coming from North America, we've got a number of parkland courses around the area, but the key offering are those three Championship Links golf courses. They're all accessible from here, and hence the appeal of a place like Mount Falcon, because most of our North American, certainly our golfing guests, they'll use it as a base where they can play the three golf courses three different days, three different ways, and use this as an accommodation base while they're here. Now, these golf courses are exceptional. And by the way, not only exceptional in terms of their quality, but as a value for money proposition, they're as good as the well-reputed golf courses down the southwest of Ireland, but actually a quarter of the price. So the value for money proposition is compelling. So as a golf offering, I don't know of a location in the country that is better serviced by three outstanding Championship Links courses, different and distinctive in their own right, but as a combination of three courses, all accessible from an accommodation stroke resort like this, it's a win-win.
Explain to my non-golfing audience the difference between a golf course and a links course.
Sure. Well, I mean, links, the word links effectively, some people aren't. The links golf courses have a number of attributes that distinguish them from the parkland courses. Most of your golf courses in North America are set in a parkland setting, i.e.
Yeah, we only have so much coastline.
Right. The links golf courses date, obviously, they're historic. So they were originally, these coastline stretches of land were originally marginal pieces of land. And the actual name links actually comes from the layout of the golf holes along the coastline. So they're on the beaches primarily. They're sand-based. So if you could visualize, right, a pattern of golf courses that are laid out laterally along a beach, you'll see the greens, the fairway, and the tee box. And they are literally laid out as links on a chain. And hence they're referred to as links golf courses. So fundamentally, they are sand-based. Therefore, by the way, playable all year round in Ireland, whereas some of our parkland courses, obviously, can get wet in Ireland during the wintertime.
Now, according to my senior producer, David Isby, it never rains on the golf course.
Yeah, sure.
Ask any golfer. That's why they're all out there. And it looks to you like it's pouring, but no, it never rains on the golf course.
But put it this way, the links courses add a whole other. First of all, by the way, the game of golf was invented on links golf courses in Scotland, obviously. So there's a historic element, needless to say, and there's a tradition.
And then you get the wind because
I was just going to elaborate and say, and there's a number of characteristics of links golf courses that many of your listeners, for example, don't get the opportunity to play that, want to play them. And fundamentally, as you correctly point out, one of them are the challenges of the weather, because often you'll get wind. On any day going out to the links courses, you'll get wind of some variety. Now, that can be up to gale force to a slight breeze, but that adds a challenge.
I would think it makes it next to impossible to ever feel like you've got a particular course under your belt. Like, you know, if I compare it to playing an instrument, you know, if you play an instrument and you've got a piece of music and it's got some challenging parts to it and you practice enough, you're going to get to the point where you play it from top to bottom without a bump in the road, and now you got it down. And there are some courses, I am sure, that, you know, they are inland courses somewhere in America or elsewhere, where you can play it 1,000 times, you know the course, you know where the tough parts are, you know where you've got to shoot, and you know what you got to do, and you got it down. But when you add that element of wind, how do you ever get on top of knowing how to play this course?
Stephanie, it's a very, very pertinent point you make, because literally in these golf courses, the weather is obviously changeable here, and particularly with the wind, so you're absolutely right. You can play the same hole, right, using a whole different range of clubs because of the weather. The holes are, and the conditions are never the same. So what it does, effectively, it adds in terms of the competency of the golfer, because they've got to obviously facilitate the prevailing conditions. So they have to have the flexibility and range of capability in terms of shot design, as opposed to playing a parkland course in benign weather conditions. And as you know, I've traveled to the U.S. playing golf many times on your extraordinary parkland courses.
Yes, and you've come as close as 400 or 500 miles from us and not dropped in, much to my consternation.
All in good time,
Stephanie.
We'll
save that for another day.
All in good time. So the point being, you're right. Of course, the links golf courses, and also, by the way, the nature of the topography. These are built on sand dunes, so your stance and your ball position is never on a flat surface. So it takes very different. Your classic manicured parkland courses, your golfer is standing vertically on a flat surface, and more often than not, they're hitting the ball on a cushion, whereas our links courses, and of course, the substance of the fairways is going to vary. During the summer, it can get very hard. It's almost like concrete. In the wintertime, it can get wet and soggy. But you're never on a flat surface. So that also affects, obviously, the swing contact with the golf ball. And, by the way, trying what we call dart golf, which is classically what a lot of golfers call parkland courses, you can't try and land the golf ball on the greens on a links course.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back because you've done something to help golfers get ready to go out and play. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stephanie Abrams here at Mount Falcon in County Mayo. Don't leave me. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams with my on-air travel companion, David Isby. Seasoned travelers know that October through March is the value pack time to go to Europe, and it's the smart season for travelers to go to Ireland.
October through March offers smart season travelers low rates and availability at the places you want to stay at and visit without the crowds of summer.
There are more airlines flying to Ireland offering competitive airfares during smart season travel and spectacular values at cozy country castles, historic hotels, and inns, all with cheery fireplaces and warm welcomes waiting for you.
You can experience the best of Ireland by combining city and countryside visits to Dublin and Wicklow, Belfast to the Antrim Coast, or Galway to Connemara.
Don't miss ongoing festivals around the Emerald Isle, including Dublin's Tradfest in January with the best traditional Irish music, and the St. Patrick's Day week-long festival celebrations.
Plan your trip now at Ireland.com and call your travel agent.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance. Now through Sunday, don't miss it.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm having a joyous, bittersweet pleasure of talking with Alan Maloney. And the sweet part is talking with Alan Maloney. The bittersweet part is that when we're done talking with Alan Maloney, we're hopping in the car and we are leaving Mount Falcon and heading northward from County Mayo and going to Derry, where we'll be at the Beach Hill Country House, another historic and marvelous place to put on your driving itinerary when you're visiting Ireland. But I have to tell you, dragging ourselves out of here, it's going to be a really difficult thing to do. And this has once again been an extraordinarily memorable, wonderful visit with you, Alan. And I hate to go, but we won't dwell on that thought. We were talking about golfing, and, you know, you can't really practice golfing for most people in the home they live in or their backyard, unless, you know, they have enough acreage that it doesn't matter. So when you come to Mount Falcon and, you know, you've been traveling and you're going to go out golfing, maybe you just want to get in the, what a rotten pun, and in the swing of things. And so what have you done here to give the golfer who wants to hone away at their skills another opportunity to do that without leaving Mount Falcon itself?
Well, put it this way, obviously, Stephanie, within the parking of the state here, we built a driving range, literally, so that any of the golfers that come here, I mean, most of our golfers, particularly from North America, they're either landing in Dublin or in Shannon, and they're traveling, obviously, and doing a circuitous route, whether they're coming directly to the west and then going up through Northern Ireland, or whether they're doing the southwest and coming up. But when they arrive here, typically, golfing is all about timing and rhythm, and that's obviously why people need to practice. So we've developed a range of facilities here for our golfers that when they come, we've got these three outstanding championship links courses. All can be accessed within an hour's drive from here. And typically for our golfers, they like to get out and loosen up by swinging on our driving range before they head off to the golf courses. So a typical routine and itinerary of a golfing group, they'll check in here the night before, have dinner, up early in the morning, have their breakfast. First thing they do, hit the range here to hit a bucket of balls before they go. That could be loosening up. They're after traveling over from North America. It's been a long flight, and they want to loosen up and get their sense of rhythm and timing beforehand. So we have a full facility here where they can warm up before they go to the nearby links golf course.
You know what I love best about your driving range? Since I'm never going to actually use it, you understand. But what I love best about your driving range is it is done in a very natural style, and when you look out and you see it, you really have to look to see it because it blends in with the trees and the tree trunks, and it doesn't look like that thing we see as we're entering some, I don't know, some miniature golf course that has a driving range and it's, you know, it's glaringly there in front of you. It's done in a very minimalistic, I mean, because the reality is you just need your own section so you don't smack another golfer in the head with your club, and a place to put the ball down and swing. And so it's done in a very rustic style that blends with the rural nature of where you are.
Yeah, I mean,
bravo for that.
Well, thank you very much, Stephanie. But I mean, driving range, put it this way, more often than not, they're not the most aesthetic, the ones I've seen anywhere around the world.
No.
So here, like everything we've tried to do, like everything we've tried to do here, we've great respect for the original estate that's here. And everything we've done, we've tried to develop sensitively so that it fits into its environment. So the driving range down there, it wasn't rocket science, the space is there. So literally what I did, it's effectively built in a log cabin format, as you know.
Exactly.
And actually, those logs actually came from Canada. So there are yellow pine logs. I got a Canadian friend of mine who's an extraordinary craftsman, which your listeners will be well accustomed, obviously, to the configuration and the skills of people. And literally, we brought those logs from Canada so that it integrates within the woodland in that parkland estate. And as you said, more often than not, you can't even see it. So it blends in, and it's perfectly accessible, as you know. It's only 100 yards here from the front door of the hotel.
Let's talk about... I get stuck on the word hotel. Yeah. It's the easiest word to use to describe a place where, you know, you pay a fee and you get to sleep in a room.
Yeah.
But too often the word hotel brings to mind a building that looks like a column, goes straight up 10 to 40 floors. You get off and you walk down a hallway that looks like the last mile. And hopefully when you open your door, you've got everything from a comfortable and clean bed and bathroom and a view that's worth looking out your window. And while that might define, you know, the transient nature of a place that you book into to sleep for a night or longer, it's not the right word. You know, I often get reduced to using the word lodging facility, which sounds very cold because a jail could be a lodging facility too. But we have to come up with a better word for this kind of manor house experience. And I even, because of an experience I had in June, hesitate to even use the word historic, because somebody looked at me, put his nose in the air and said, I don't do old. I don't like old. And I thought, honey, you better not look in the mirror. But, you know, it's like you don't give up one creature comfort. You don't give up one modern amenity. And yet you are living in the lap of luxury in the style that was sought after from the Gilded Age, maybe on this side of the ocean earlier, but in America, it would have been from the late 1800s onward, only mildly interrupted for some with the Depression. But who wouldn't want to stay in a place like this? And, you know, I mean, you get, unfortunately, it's very American. You know, to be into it. If it's not chrome and glass, it can't be good. You know, so it's so important for people to be able to step into a fairy tale time period and really be able to enjoy and appreciate. And so, and you find that here in the historic building that was built originally by whom?
By James Franklin Fuller was the architect, and the client effectively was an English landlord family here by the name of Knox, K-N-O-X. They were big landowners here.
They didn't own a fort in America, did they?
No, they didn't. They owned enough of them here.
But they had the funding equivalent therein?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, well, they have good taste, I have to tell you.
They did.
Because this is a very livable kind of a place.
Yeah, no, it is. And actually, a lot of people say that to me, Stephanie, because obviously it is a historical manor, baronial, cut limestone lodge or manor house as it is, but everybody says to me that it has that lovely warmth of a home. It's not that cold, eerie kind of gasabate. It's not like that.
Well, and especially at this time of year, for people who come sometime in November or early December through the New Year period, and you come in and you've got the Christmas decorations to boot.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just adds that sense. And bless your heart, you actually have wood-burning fireplaces.
Yeah,
and while gas fireplaces are so efficient, wood-burning fireplaces, nothing like the smell and the crackle, you know, just adds to the authenticity. But we would be remiss if we didn't also talk about the fact that there are cottages on the property that you can actually stay in that are quite modern in design. And we've actually stayed in them, and they're lovely.
Yeah, no, they are. I mean, just for the benefit of your listeners, let me just articulate the configuration of it. I mean, the estate is approximately 100 acres. It's entirely circled woodland, as you know. The epicenter.
Is this the 100-acre wood?
Yeah, exactly.
Does Winnie the Pooh live here?
The very one.
So we go out there in the woods, we'll find him.
And just like Winnie Pooh and his friends, we have a whole load of different residents here, okay? So the epicenter of the estate is the original house, which we've sensitively extended. And that's the epicenter of the estate. That is the hotel proper. But discreetly, within the estate, most of them, as you know, are hidden, as you've seen, or they're hidden within the woodland of the estate. We've also developed what we call lodges, which are self-contained houses. That's what they are. They're standalone. We call them lodges. They're three unique, distinct, different designs, but they're ideal for groups and families, couples of groups that come, who are typically staying for
long. And the smallest one has how many bedrooms?
Three. Three and or four bedrooms. Those are the permutations that we have. To give your listeners a sense of scale, they would range certainly in our terminology, because we'd use square footage here, which I'm not too sure whether your listeners would be that familiar with it, but suffice to say, they range from 1,350 up to 1,650 square foot. So they'd be a reasonable size. They're perfect for groups or families that are typically coming to the region here and are more often than not.
And they have fireplaces, and they have darling kitchens, so
yes,
you want to stock them with this and that, you can do it, and it's great when you're traveling with people with special dietary needs, traveling with children, it's all wonderful. So you've got every level of accommodation. You have to check out mountfalcon.com, you'll see it all. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we'll be right back.
On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing, instead.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. You know, I'm a great believer in traveling richly. Let me introduce you to Colette, a company delivering value-packed world-class travel experiences since 1918. With remarkable itineraries that can take you to all seven continents, they'll immerse you in the culture, history, and cuisine of the world's most spectacular places. Visit everything from vibrant cities to remote villages with like-minded travelers. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. What a great way to travel. For details on this and other Colette services, call 877-760-7616 or visit gocolette.com. That's go. COLLETTE.com. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com. /rumors.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month, based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's the day the teddy bears have appeared.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Okay, we're going to take our teddy bear picnic, and we're going to go exploring just in the 100-acre wood. I think that's cute. You should run. I'm talking with Alan Maloney here at Mount Falcon. If you're just joining us, Mount Falcon is this wonderful parkland estate in which you can be a resident for a night, a few nights, as many nights as you can take out of your calendar, because I'm telling you now, you're not going to want to leave. A great place for a destination wedding, a wonderful place for a family reunion, for girls' getaway. Make up a reason. Give yourself a reason, because this is a place you don't want to miss. This is one of those must-visit, must-experience destinations in the world. The fact that it's in Ireland is a bonus. And the River Moy, oh, listen, people. For those of you who are listening in Berkshire County in western Massachusetts, particularly those listening on WBRK 101.7 FM, hi, y'all. And a special hi, y'all, to the folks who are members of the Berkshire Irish American Club and the Pittsfield Irish Sister City Committee, because Pittsfield, Massachusetts, actually has three twin town, twin city relationships. One of the three is with Ballinagh in County Mayo. Ballinagh, if Finn McCool were here, the legendary Irish giant, he could stand at the front gate at Mount Falcon and throw, I don't know, a baseball or something and hit a target in Ballinagh. It's just a few minutes up the road, literally. And when you guys come over to visit your colleagues and compatriots in Ballinagh, you got to plan a function. Plan a tea time. Skip that. Plan something in the bar. Have a dinner. Do something in Foxford at Mount Falcon. And it's not in Foxford Town where you'll find the Foxford Woolen Mill, a fun place to visit and shop and tour. But it's on the road that takes you right to Ballinagh, so you're going to go right past it going heading north or south. So you got to stop in and ask for Alan. You're lucky he'll be here. So, Alan, I wanted to talk with you about, there's a list that if you write you know, on a small piece of paper, you're going to end up writing on the tablecloth because you're not going to have enough room to list all the other things going on here. So let's see if we can run through the list, and when we have time left, we'll go back and talk with a couple in a little more depth. But aside from the golf driving range and the fact that you were surrounded by three spectacular Lynx golf courses, what else is cooking on this property, literally?
Sure. Well, put it away, a lot of it has got to do with fishing and big fishing and for Atlantic salmon. Our adjoining river here is called the River Moy, and it's the most prolific salmon river in Ireland. Average annual catch somewhere in the region of 12,000 salmon. That's the official catch. It's certainly Ireland's most prolific salmon river by a mile. It accounts for actually almost two-thirds of the salmon that were caught on this island alone, so it'll give you an idea how prolific it is.
So somebody who likes to fish and comes here,
do they
need a fishing permit?
Put it this way, yes, they do, but we're a one-stop shop for it, Stephanie. All they have to do is arrive here. The answer to the question is yes, there's a state permit, there's a local permit, and a state permit, which you need. We provide everything here. When I say everything, your permits are
so I'm looking out a window, and there's this cute little cottage right here, and it says Rod House.
That's right. That's the Rod Room, yeah. That's where we store all our equipment. Everything is geared up there. All your guests have to do is arrive here, whether they're a novice or a world-class fly fishing expert. This is the one-stop shop for game fishing, specifically for Atlantic salmon. And in the region, we have a bounty of other lakes and rivers that complement the Moy offering. That if you want to come here fishing for Atlantic salmon, sea trout, or brown trout, there's no better location in the world. And I should point out what clearly differentiates Mount Falcon specifically than any other estate that I know of in the world is where you can do the two activities in the one day, Stephanie. I.e., you can play a championship Lynx golf course in the morning, you can fish for Atlantic salmon in the afternoon, and our chefs will cook your catch, which we'll almost guarantee during certain times of the year over dinner.
There's well, no and for people that also don't understand the sightseeing day, between, I'm going to say, May and September, you have the most amazing amount of sunlight. I think you probably have 20 out of 24 hours
which
of sunlight.
Yeah.
So you've got a very long daylight day. And that gives you an opportunity to go sightseeing, to visit the spa, to go shopping, to go fishing, to go golfing, or for everybody to go in the same direction or different directions therein. But I've watched golfers coming off the golf course. They'll start the first tee at 8 o'clock at night, and they'll be done 10:30 at night and be adding up their scores, cheating or otherwise, it we're using natural light, not under some lamppost, because it's still daylight out there.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
No, you're right. I mean, in June, for example, we would have 20 hours of daylight here. And there's so much to see in the area. You need it, Stephanie, and your listeners would need it. We've got the golf and fishing, as I've said. I mean, here on the estate alone, there's a whole lot of other activities, all of which have sensibly developed their country pursuits. We've got falconry, we've got clay pigeon shoot, we've got archery, as you know, we've the driving ranges there. There are trails throughout the woodland. That's just on the site alone, but the whole region here, the topography is spectacular between the mountains, the beaches, the lakes, regardless of your interest or activity. And Mount Falcon is a perfect accommodation base to explore the whole western region. So as I said, any of your listeners heading for the west coast of Ireland, I'd strongly encourage them to consider our home, because that's what it is. It is a hotel. Yes, we have the lodges, but what makes it distinctive is it is a home, and everybody who walks in that door feels the same way about it, Stephanie.
And then you do have your choices, people. So if, you know, you're not traveling with a group of people, you might want, whereas if you're traveling with family and, you know, little kids, maybe intergenerational, so you've got the grandparents, the parents, the little ones, you know, the lodges work beautifully for
perfect
that,
for
everybody's waking and sleeping hours and snacking hour needs and napping hour needs and whatnot. But do know that some of my favorite places to stay are in the main original house, and there's some gorgeous suites and accommodations, and they're all very comfortable and luxurious. And I'd love to hear from you after you've visited Mount Falcon, because I know I'm going to get a great big thank you for the recommendation. I got to get your bones to the States. There's a bunch of people I'd love to introduce you to. And then, like the Pied Piper, they'll all turn around and follow you home. So that'll be a grand thing. You have a final New Year's message for our audience?
Yeah, I do. As I said, best wishes to everybody over there. And let me just reassure them, we'd love to welcome them here in Mount Falcon, in County Mayo, on the west coast of Ireland.
On that happy note, we're going to go pack everything into the car and zip off. And the next time you hear from me, on the other side of the top of the hour news by the magic of technology and radio, we'll be in Derry in Northern Ireland. So stay with me, everybody. Love you guys. Good. Oh, I'm so happy to be with you in the new year. This is Stephanie Abrams live from Ireland, and we're flying high.
Pack up. Let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.